It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
Later this month, Miller County Fair down in Falk, and it'll all kick off with the big parade on Tuesday night, the 21st, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, what time is the parade?
How do you get in it?
Okay, the parade is at 7, and anyone who wants to come and be in the parade needs to be lined up at the football field at 6.
Okay.
All right. So there you go. If you want to be in the parade, just come on down. Be at the football field at 6, and then the parade starts at 7 for the spectators out there.
Yes.
Good old-fashioned parade. They're going to throw out some candy and stuff.
Absolutely. You know, like, we're fixing to come up on a election year.
Right.
Like, I suggest that anyone running for sheriff or public office
come down and throw out
your candy.
Yeah, with your little shirt on that says
what
you're
running with.
With your
shirt on. Yeah. Because little Johnny is going to say, hey, Mama, you need to vote for him.
He
gave me
candy.
Yes.
Or her.
I'm just going to put that out there.
That's a very good seed to plant.
It really is. I mean, get your kids to kind of talking about politics, and it's a good way to open up a conversation with your kids about politics.
Right. So. Yeah, it's a long-standing tradition of politicians, both local and state, and all that, to come to parades and come to fairs and things like that.
Yes. You know, we used to auction off, like, have a pie auction, and, you know, they would get in there, and they would start bidding against each other, and, you know, a pie may go for $200 or $300, and then they donate it back, and they'd resell it. Now, as a kid, I thought, good Lord, are we ever going to get done, and somebody just cut that stinking pie.
I know, it just
starts a good community event, and it gets them out there, and it doesn't cost anything.
No.
So the parade is Tuesday night, and then Wednesday evening, you're going to have a special church service?
We are. It's called Arenas of Faith. It's kind of a play off of Fields of Faith, but we wanted to do something special for the community, and we are in the Bible Belt, and I am a very strong believer, and I just felt led to do this Arenas of Faith. So it will be a church service. We are encouraging youth groups to come out. Fields of Faith is normally a pretty packed thing, but we have acres and acres and acres where we can spread out.
Sure, a good sound system. We can spread out
and kind of social distance. Chad Fryer will be there, and he will be our speaker, our pastor of the night. He'll bring a devotional horseback. And I'll tell y'all, when they were like, we're going to get Chad, and I was like, like the Chad I know? Because the Chad I know, I don't know he knowed the Jesus. And they said,
he might know, but he can't preach on it.
And they said, no, he turned his life around.
Oh, really?
And what a testimony that was to me, because like, who I knew was not the man he is today.
And so
I think that is going to be a great testimony for the youth as well.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
So he will be there Thursday night, and we will have praise and worship for the Cowboy Band as well. And then we are going to roll into Thursday. We'll have the Little Mr. and Miss Western and Barrel Race.
All right.
Oh, so much fun.
And different age groups on the Little Miss.
2 to 7. Mm-hmm. So we're going to break it up ages 2 to 4 and 5 to 7.
Right. Yeah.
And we didn't do babies because this is I love to watch the little kids run up there.
This is all about what we wanted.
Yeah. Well, kind of. I mean, it's so much easier to watch a little boy on a mama to stick her little boy on the stage and he get up there and cut a rug.
Sure.
You know, and show out. And this is just those are fun ages.
Yes.
Those are fun ages.
They are.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so just in their finest Western wear, we've got the information on Facebook. They can give me a call.
And barrel racing as well Thursday.
Barrel racing as well on Thursday.
A lot of us love barrel racing.
Yes.
My favorite two events at the rodeo is the bull riding and the barrel racing.
Yep.
I always like those two. 24 hours a day, the best in most countries here on The Pig. 1039 mypigradio.com. As we continue this morning, this would be local news time, but we've already had local news a couple of times, so we'll let our new sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
American made.
Quality furniture you can purchase today in Bowie County, west of Texas County. We'll let them be the sponsor of our continued talk with our friend, the guest from the community today, Jessica Nix Jean from the Miller County Fair, which is going on later on this month. Now, we've already talked about the parade on Tuesday, the church night on Wednesday. We've got the Little Mr. and Miss on Thursday, along with the barrel racing. Now we get to Friday. What's going on Friday evening?
Friday, the gates will open at 5, and then we're going to kick it off with a salsa competition.
Right.
Ta-da!
Yes. It's great. Free to enter. It's free to enter. Right. So anybody can come out and enter the salsa competition, and it will be at 6 p.m., and it's a $100 grand prize. So we will do the best hot, mm-hmm. the best mild, mm-hmm. and then overall.
There right. you go.
Perfect.
Going to be good. All right. What else is going on Friday night?
The Family Ranch Rodeo.
All right. Talk about the Family Rodeo.
The Family Ranch Rodeo, it's going to, I will honestly tell y'all, it's going to be an old-fashioned farm rodeo, right. a ranch rodeo.
Yeah.
So the events are doctoring, branding, and cow milking.
Okay.
So you have to have two children.
Mm-hmm. And
under the age of 18.
Right.
And an adult.
So
you can have three children and one adult, or two adults and two children.
Bring it up wherever you want to.
It could be my whole family.
Right.
It could be, you know, my husband and our girls if we wanted to. But it has to be your family. And let me say that. Anna and I could enter
right.
us and our children.
Mm-hmm.
We could be a family unit for mm-hmm. for the family
there
ranch rodeo.
There you go.
So just as long as it has two kids under the age of 18, you can participate. It is a four-man team. It's $100 to enter, and we've got some really cool belt buckles.
I like the idea of this. So, like, the good homeschool, yeah.
Yeah, and somebody's going to love a good belt buckle.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you got to have those.
So you got that going on Friday night. And, of course, while we're talking about this, the whole time that you're doing this Thursday through Saturday, you're going to have vendors, all kinds of food. Talk mm-hmm. about that.
So
Wednesday through Saturday, right?
Well, Wednesday's
Thursday.
Wednesday is just
the church service, so we have no vendors there. We may have a little livestock, but...
She's trying to correct me there, and she's correcting me wrong.
But Thursday through Saturday, there will be food vendors
yes.
Of whatever tickles your fancy.
Yeah.
It'll be there.
Yeah, all the fair food that you love.
All the fair food that you absolutely love will be there. And then we have Hulsey Amusements.
Mm-hmm.
So we will, first time in years, we will have a little kid rodeo. I'm sorry. Carnival.
Carnival.
A kiddie carnival.
You want me some rides there for the smaller kids?
For the smaller kids. Nothing for the bigger kids,
yeah.
But we do have for the smaller kids. Mm-hmm. And then they've got some games.
Mm-hmm. Oh, rodeo. Yeah, fair games.
Fair games. You know, I don't know. Bring your girlfriend out and win a teddy bear
right.
at the county
People
fair.
People love to do that.
They do. Yeah. Side note, my grandparents' very first date was at the county fair.
Oh, how neat. I like
so,
that.
So, I mean, take your girlfriend out,
yeah.
win her a prize.
Yep.
Get her,
start a tradition.
Yeah, get her a funnel cake and hang out at the county fair.
Absolutely.
So that is, they will be there Thursday through Saturday. Open, their carnival part will be open 5 to 9 Thursday
okay.
and Friday. On Saturday, it'll be open 10 to 10.
All
okay.
right. We'll take a break. When we come back, we will talk about all the activities that are going on Saturday.
So right.
It's going to be a big day on Saturday. And before she leaves, we'll get her and Anna and everybody out there in Radio Land to play a game as well, because, you know, that's what we do. More of the best in most country is also what we do, and that's coming up next on The Pig. 1039 MyPigRadio.com. Going to be a pretty nice day out there, upper 80s with fairly low humidities. And then they say 63 tonight, which would feel awesome.
Yes, sir.
It was in the 60s last night, but it was mid-60s. Hopefully we can get down to 63 and cool us off a little bit. We've got Jessica Nix Jean from the Miller County Fair in here. I always say her full name.
Full name.
Because yes. I like it.
Right.
And we know the name Nix. It's got history in it,
yes, it
as far as the fair is concerned. And so anyway, I always tease her by saying her full whole name.
And it doesn't bother me.
And it doesn't bother
okay.
her. Her husband now, he gets all riled up about it. So stop
no,
that.
No,
I'm just kidding.
We're just rattling.
That's exactly what my driver's license says.
Yeah. I'm just messing with you, man. Just messing with you.
No.
But she's talking about the Miller County Fair, which is coming up later this month. The parade is on the 21st at 7 p.m. If you want to show up and be in the parade, just show up. Just get there around the football field and down in Falk around 6. If you're a spectator, it's 7 o'clock. It's when it's going to start. It's going to be the old-fashioned parade. They're going to be throwing out some candy, folks. So your kids are going to get some candy and neat things like that. The 22nd is the night for the church night. And it's going to be great. They're going to have you spread out so it's, everything's cool. And then the next night, Thursday night, is your little mister and little miss and the barrel racing.
Yeah.
Then Friday, you got the salsa contest at around 6. And all the events that go along with that night, which is the family ranch rodeo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we get to the big Saturday. What's going to be going on Saturday? It's an all-day event.
All day.
You open
yes.
up at 10 a.m.
Now,
what's going to be going on Saturday? Besides the fact that you got carnival rides for the little kiddos and the vendors and the food. What else is going to be going
livestock.
On? Livestock. Livestock.
So we have an open livestock show, jackpot show. Mm-hmm. Will be early that morning. That will follow our county fair. I mean, our county livestock show.
Okay.
So anyone in the community, and I mean anyone in the Four States area that wants to enter, mm-hmm. can get a hold of us, and we'll get you entered into the jackpot show. That'll be Saturday morning at 10 a.m.
Okay.
And that will go till about noon.
All right.
So while that is going on, your vendors will be open, your carnival will be open, but our spotlight will be on the livestock show and those agriculture kids. And then we're going to go into the, you know, lunchtime, all the vendors are open, come, you know, get your lunch. And in fact, if you come at noon for lunch, we'll stamp your hand so you can come back in the evening if you want to.
Okay. There you go. Cool.
I don't want to double charge people.
Right.
So then you can come back in the evening at 3 o'clock. We're going to have a homemade ice cream competition.
Nice.
Homemade ice cream.
Right.
Yes. And this will be a People's Choice Award.
A People's
Perfect.
Choice Award.
Perfect.
So we've got, like I said, some little taster cups people can get, and just we'll do a drop.
Yeah,
you can
okay.
drop the number in the box and we'll count it. Do a People's Choice Award. I think that's going to be fun.
Yeah, I think it's exciting.
And then we will, at 6 o'clock, have the Junior Rodeo. And that will highlight, you know, like I said, we've got some amazing
local talent. Right.
So they will be there, and there'll be kids from everywhere. Mm. That will start at 6 p.m. With mutton busting. So if you are a mutton buster, get your get your kiddo called in pretty quick, because there is a cutoff of 20.
Right.
And then we'll end the night with a barn dance in the livestock barn with the Dusty Rose Band.
Wow.
What a good night.
Barn dance, Dusty Rose. This could be great.
It will be.
This is the, if you couldn't write it out any better with the old-fashioned county fair and rodeo.
Right.
I mean, this is it.
This is it.
It's legit.
I mean,
it is. It really does give me chill bumps, because I have been praying and we have worked so hard to build it up to what it is now.
Mm, right.
You know? And so I'm excited.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm so excited.
And all we need now, please, prayers, knock on wood, whatever you do, conjure up some good weather.
Right.
Cool weather, no rain.
Yeah, no rain, know. Nice, pleasant temperature.
A little overcast will be okay on Saturday.
Yep. We can get that all lined out.
I can get all that lined out.
Everything will be perfect.
Absolutely. You know, this is an alcohol-free facility.
Right.
Yeah.
So we asked that for the rodeo, you bring a lawn chair, uh-huh. because we did pull our bleachers down last year for social distancing.
Yeah. Yeah. We want to be safe.
And we want everybody to be safe.
Yeah.
COVID is a real thing.
It
it's a scary thing.
Unfortunately.
And we want everybody to be able to spread out. Mm-hmm. And we have a big enough facility where you can.
You can, yeah.
Right.
They got plenty of room. They have got plenty of room. So going to the rodeo, bring your lawn chair, spread out, enjoy it, and just kick back and relax.
And, I mean, where can you go to a rodeo for $5?
You can't. Nowhere. So, I mean, it's almost, it's not free, but it's almost free. It's
right.
practically nothing to get in.
Right.
So.
It's a good price for a family.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So it's economical, fun, the old-fashioned, the way you remember it.
Yeah.
It's right here for you now in the present. Hang around, Jessica. We're going to get you and Anna to play a game. We're going to carry you over to the top of the hour.
Okay.
We'll get you and Anna and the people out there to play a game, and then we'll kind of wrap it all up again. But, yeah, Miller County Fair time is here. It's not very far away. That parade's just, what, a week and a half away?
A week and a half.
And we're less than 2 weeks now before the whole situation gets underway down there in Falk. So we're looking forward to it. And more of the best in most country. We're also looking forward to that. It's next on The Pig. 1039mypigradio.com. And Jessica, thanks for hanging around with us so you could play a game.
Absolutely. I love being here.
It's not like she didn't have anything to do.
She's
got all kinds of issues going on.
She has a family.
She's got that,
works.
She's got that hat, you know, that hat that has multiple hats where she takes this one on, puts that one on, takes that one on. She's got a lot to do.
I do.
She's trying to get ready for the
big week
coming up here in just a couple of weeks. But before you leave, let's play our game today. Today's game happens to be Classic Edition Slogan Off. So these are classic slogans from classic commercials back in the day. Are you doing that, Anna?
No.
You are, aren't you?
I'm not to text you.
No,
somebody is setting my phone off.
She's sitting on her hands.
All right.
Literally.
Classic Edition from commercials back when, okay? Here we go. I give you the slogan. You give me the product. Don't cheat by looking, either one of you two.
Okay.
I don't trust y'all.
All right.
Don't leave home without it is the slogan. What is the commercial?
Don't leave home without it.
It is one of the very first credit cards. This is an old slogan. Don't leave home without it.
American Express.
American Express is correct. The Un-Cola. And it has to be one of two things.
Mm-hmm.
The Un-Cola. Which one is it?
Not Sprite.
7-Up.
7-Up was the Un-Cola. If y'all don't get this one right, I'm walking out. I'm walking out, and you can take over.
Don't get it right.
Y'all gotta go to work.
Y'all can take over the show. Strong enough for a man, but made for a woman.
It's deodorant, isn't it?
It is. What kind of deodorant?
Secret.
Secret. And I am here to protest. To tell you that is true. Because there's been a couple times where I couldn't find my men's deodorant. My minion or whatever it is.
I like how you get some base in that.
And I was
voice.
Like, I've got to have some deodorant. And there's my wife's secret. And I go,
it's
okay,
secret,
I'll put it on. It does not last. It's made for a woman.
Yeah.
I agree.
Weird.
It doesn't.
Okay, thank you.
We don't use it.
All right. I can't believe I ate the whole thing. This is an old-time commercial. I can't believe I ate the whole thing. So you got your tummy too full.
Is it Pepto Bismol?
No, but it's like that. What else would you take for indigestion back in the day?
Plop, fizz.
Oh, what a relief.
Alka-Seltzer?
Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah. Yes. Well, you should have said plop, fizz first.
I know. You would have known that one. Ring around the collar. Old time ring around the collar.
It's not tied. Is it whisk?
It's whisk.
Wow.
That was the old thing. If you've got ring around the collar.
Yeah, that's an old school thing.
Whisk. It's very old. It's way past Jessica.
Way. I've never even heard of whisk.
See?
That's because everybody showers now.
Yeah, mama and your grandma know about whisk.
My mama probably does.
Yeah, okay, there you go. All right, so there you go. Y'all did quite well on the Classic Edition slogan off. All right, Jessica. Phone number or Facebook, if somebody wants to check this out, besides the fact that they can look on mypigradio.com, and Anna's going to have all those things up there. But if they want to get a hold of you, have questions about any of the events,
you can go to Facebook. Uh-huh. It has a plethora of information. You can go to our events. I mean, there's an event page for each thing, mm-hmm. and it's all on our main page. Or you can give me a call, 870-330-1155. It'll come up that it's the Miller County Fair, so leave a message.
Mm-hmm. Okay, leave a message. And look. They've got it all lined out.
They do.
They only need two things. Decent weather, which I think they'll get decent weather, and you.
Right.
And you to show up and enjoy the old-time country fair today. Something's going to be going on every night starting Tuesday the 21st with the parade all the way through Saturday. Pick and choose when you want to come.
Right.
A lot of great events. Fair food, carnival rides for the kids.
It's going to be fun.
Bring the youngsters because you got the carnival rides for the younger set. The fair food's going to be there, the vendors. There's going to be something every night. And then, of course, the salsa and ice cream, homemade ice cream contest.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's the old-time country fair, and it's going on later this month.
It is.
Right. September 21st through 25th.
I have a feeling that Jessica will return before then.
Yeah,
so
I will.
We'll see you soon.
Okay.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.